poop. We are viewing into the internet. Yep. And now we are... Is it that guy or is it that guy? Yeah, it's... No, it's that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. No! Ran up like all these old people. Only they've all probably scored.
Live on Saturday morning, it's Sentai Review!
Yep, it says the Wii is live, so give me 2 seconds. Let me share to the book of
faces. Holy crap, that dude was in here quick. He's like, hey guys!
I was honestly hoping somebody would have been like, first, and I've been like, banned! So oh, that, man. That power.
That dude was quick.
We need to fix that. Nick needs that power.
Let's see.
Actually, no, not build. Because things. Seth, you were most certainly nowhere near second.
I'm second on my chat because I was in the middle of fucking sharing the link.
Nope. Not second. You're like...
Uh-huh, hold on.
Seventh. You were seventh. Button. Let me hit...
Okay, hold on. Where is... There is Discord. Let me come in here. Hit this here button.
Buttons on buttons.
No, we don't need to share boobies and get banned.
Yes.
There we go. See, I was most certainly second.
No. No, that's not how that goes.
I told you, on mine I am. Otherwise, if I would have been 37th, I would have put 37th.
No, you were 7th, but you were close enough.
Yeah.
Actually, somebody said Seth Vent, so yeah, there you go. And somebody just yelled jihad. No, we're not doing any jihads today, plus you spelled it wrong.
What the fuck?
Jihad spelled with a J, not a G. It's too many A's. And like I just said, no, there's technical difficulties with build, so we are not doing build today.
Yeah, there's an issue with the build folder that I got from... It was either build that I got from one person or from the group... But I will show the people right now.
Yeah,
it's a file screw up. So we've got to get that folder brought back to us so that we can do it at a later date. So we're not skipping them, but we can't come back to them because we didn't realize that the images were broken until last night.
Yeah.
Whoever.
There you go,
Seth.
What? Whoever named the file screwed it up.
Never mind. I'm looking at something else. I'm not even looking at our screens yet because I'm still updating this. So what I was about to say is completely fucking irrelevant.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. So when you're naming a file, you never put a dot in the file name because when you do that, it tries to turn it into a new file type.
Yep.
So instead, we're finishing up those Dino Knights.
Yep.
Which should be updated now.
So refresh if need be.
Kira Himiger? No, so, that's not right. That was last... Ah, fucking, I ain't gonna fix it. I'd have to refresh, and I don't feel like doing that.
I don't know. But either way, when it comes down to it, these guys are probably gonna be fairly short, and the only reason being is because we spent like literally a half an hour on these motherfuckers when we finished out Lupin Rangers when we were doing the original first look at them. So if you ever saw the Lupin Ranger episode, that's why it is. Yeah,
it's the ones
and dinos.
And dinos?
Yeah.
That's when we did the first impressions of the Dino Knight people and...
Because we had time. So we said hell with it.
Okay.
Oh, Shane's in here now.
Looks like everybody's here. Looks like everything's set up. The episode is right. All that stuff is in place. Episode 210. So I think we are ready to talk about these people again. So, The Sentai Review, episode 210. Real slogan. Motherfucker.
Fuck it up.
That's not
live.
The name, by the way.
Real soldier.
Yes, Bill, it's Real soldier. You can't cut this one, asshole.
Yeah.
Real soldier.
I cannot tell you guys how many times Bill has fucked up a name like that and been like, bruh, 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 and then we've had to take like five cuts just to start the episode. Now he doesn't have a choice. Now
we're live, so the intros just stay the way they are. I can't fucking do them a second time.
Which is why we kept telling you, might as well just keep it in that way. And you went, no, it's got to be done right.
Oh, man. Okay, so...
Bill, you sure you don't need some coffee too, bro?
No, I've got a soda here. It'll get to me sooner or later. Yeah, there's nothing else before we really go into this except for to say, we have already talked about these guys. In episode 174, we talked about their Zords. We talked about their individual Zords, their Megazord, one of their Battleizers, their Morpher, their weapons, their helmets, their costumes, whether or not they were dragons or dinosaurs. We basically already been over these guys almost 100%. We spent 26 minutes at the end of the episode going over them. So I don't believe this is going to be a long one. We're probably going to cut through this and go to another topic quickly. But they did add like two guys since we covered it, and I think there's two extra fucking Zords, and we'll see once we get in there. But man, we basically have to come back in here because this is the costume review, if I'm not mistaken. We gotta give these guys a rating because on our first impressions, we do not give ratings.
Yeah, we just kind of look at them and go, eh, it might be this, it might be that. Who fucking knows? And go from there. And Seth Levelsario, and I'm drinking tea. That's a Reploid Bill, and apparently he's got a soda.
Scott Action Jackson.
Jay McCree, Proto Guy.
Who's what?
What? What?
Fuck.
What?
There's nothing I can do. My shit's not working.
We ain't got no phone.
I didn't know your shit was fucked up.
Big Bennett the Lone Paladin, and his shit is fucked up.
His shit is fucked up.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Alright, so here we go. The final for the Real Soldier.
Which means I
costumes.
Gotta go bye bye check because I need my calculator.
Click, click, click. Yeah. Whoa!
Oh, and quick fun fact for anybody who actually gives a shit. In the 174, there was kanji that we couldn't decipher with Google Translate at the time. I went back and did a photo of the image. Everything ends up coming up as unauthorized reproduction is prohibited before the ban is lifted. And then the other one ends up saying various electrical equipment can be used. So we already know these guys are going to be fun because that's what their promo picture said.
See, right there, he remembers. Brian remembers. He says, oh yeah, can do waterfall.
Yeah. Yeah, can do waterfall, yeah.
Can do waterfall.
Can do.
That last time.
Gal Sorg?
Yep.
I don't know.
I was like, what? Can do waterfall? What the fuck?
See, all these are PNGs and they work. Stupid file names being all weird and shit.
Stupid files make me look bad. Booga, booga, booga.
It's pretty true.
Yep.
Next. The Knight of Resilience.
This is the new guy. Yeah, yep. this is the one of the guys we didn't see last time.
I mean, I like the purple armor.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Next.
Alright, I like his shield. I like that setup. I like his shield. I like his armor. I like that his helmet is very old style knights, like a dark knight type of thing. I like him.
Right.
And the shield has a bit of a Zelda.
Get ready for a taste of my chivalry. Oh my.
I guess I'll agree with you, but like in terms of when people bring up Zelda shields, Zelda was not my first swordsman-esque thing, so I don't really reference them that way. But yeah, I could see it. That's just a kite shield. I mean, that's all it is.
Next.
I mean, I'm digging it still. Right. I mean, purple silver works. Always has. Always will. And he doesn't look super dumb and derpy like some of the other guys did.
No, so far he's super solid.
And I'll actually admit this. I'm actually glad that they went with a more medieval style where they actually paid attention to the detail and they gave him the big fucking pauldrons and the cod piece. Because that
you
was
mean the fold?
Well, true, but it's still something that basically would have been like normal to actual knight gear.
Next.
Dude's a hard ass. This armor just wants a strong foe.
Okay.
Give him a strong foe.
Give him Goku.
Rushmore.
Strong Rushmore. Yeah, but hey, wait. Is there some creepy guy in the background going, "Excuse me, sirs, may I partake in some of your training?"
I hope so.
Next.
What the fuck?
That's a hugging bad guy. He likes to hug, and they misunderstand him, so they kill him.
Does he have, like, a weird monocle thing? I need to see that dude from the front. Because if that monster has a monocle, that is amazing.
Hug.
Hug? Next.
More hugging. Hugging your face cracking. Seriously.
Yeah, I was about to say, I see some shattering.
Yeah. Next.
Face shatter. Yeah. What's up, bitches? My helmet's gone. It's fine. I'm a fucking face bashing now.
I haven't seen that in a while. Well, the armor actually breaks.
Next.
Nada.
So that guy's name is nothing?
I'm guessing so.
Fuck. Nada, tra-la-la.
Very impressive.
Vanish, goddammit.
Galley vanish, Gregman?
Yes.
Your armor is bleeding.
Yeah, he's bleeding from the armor.
Yeah, in the chat they said he just got stabbed, so.
Ow.
Yep.
Is that what that is? No, that looks like... Okay, sure thing. They say he dies, so he dies. I mean, I can't... Yeah.
If he dies, he dies.
All I know is... Somebody keeps saying this dude is trying so hard to be the Mystic Force Purple Ranger, and I'm thinking, no, this man is cooler.
Okay, that's it for this.
I'll give him a 5. I really, really like this medieval design. I liked these guys in general. I think they all have this really awesome look to them. I like their armor, knight, swordsman look, this medieval cool thing they got going on. I really, really, really like their look. And I watched 2 or 3, I didn't watch episodes, mind you, but I was on YouTube like about a month or so ago, and I saw like 4 or 5 of their fights, and they have some pretty sick fucking confrontations, too.
I'll agree to the 5. This dude is definitely kicking ass.
Look, it's knights. Yeah, it's getting to 5, because it's done right. And the color scheme's awesome.
From what I remember of the first impressions we did, I wish those guys had the armor like this.
They do.
Not like this, I mean...
Yes, they do. They have these battleizers that armor their shoulders and their stuff. You'll see it.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to tell you, is we've already been through this. And there was one picture towards the very end of that episode in the last 5 minutes where they all have these armored arm pieces and like gauntlet things and shoulder pads and shit like that. We just didn't talk about it, but we have seen it.
But I'm going 4.5.
Name the Shane.
Shane
stuff's still fucked up.
Is he in the chat?
Yeah, 4.5.
Yeah, he is in the chat.
Okay.
For whatever's going on.
Shane is having severe technical difficulties.
His mic seems like it's not working or
right.
Something. I don't know.
Could have been an update that fucked him. But yeah, or, altogether, that guy is a 4.8.
Or he needs to make sure that his stuff is plugged in completely. That could be a thing, too.
It could also be the settings that he's running currently in Discord. Because you have
too.
To go in and tell it to recognize your mic or your speakers or so on and so forth. Your output and your inputs. And it could be a number of things for whatever problem he's dealing with.
Greater Royal Soul forms.
Cosmic Soul. Ooh. It's
Let's go cosmic.
See? I told you. Armors.
Yeah, but
it's not the same. But yes, they do have armors. They armor.
Yeah.
They armor in like that's a chest piece. Those are shoulder pauldrons. He has the fucking gauntlets. He even has those four the bicep bracers. Like he's armored.
But it's not the full armor set like we just previously saw.
No, but it is a full top body armor piece, and in a lot of cases. Like, unless you were a full-on knight, a lot of people did not have all their legs and everything covered. A lot of people did only have chest plates and whatnot. And even further, a lot of people didn't even have that. In, like, mass confrontations, there were a lot of people that would wear I can't remember what it's called, but it looks a lot like a giant heavy jacket. But it's incredibly hard to stab and pierce through. But that was also very common medieval times. I can't remember what the fuck it's called, though. I almost bought one when I decided to learn sword fighting. But then I did not actually end up going to any of the classes. I just had an interest.
So the cosmic soul form has two dino heads, one on each shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little logo here on the chest piece.
Because it's cosmic. Yeah.
Next.
I mean, that looks a lot better in that picture than it did in the other one. Still not totally digging it.
Right.
I think it's mainly just the big dinosaur heads for the pauldrons. I think that's throwing it off.
Alright, that's it for this cosmic form.
I'll give it a 3.8.
Yeah, I was actually about to say that myself. So
yeah, that's fine.
3.5.
I like the armor, but you want the truth of it. On these guys, the armor almost doesn't work. Because the suits are really, really solid. And putting the armor on it, it works and it doesn't work. It's... You'll see.
Yeah. And then what does Shane throw down?
He hasn't yet.
Okay.
Two.
He says a two.
Okay. So.
I know they all have dino head shoulders. I don't dig the dino head shoulders. So guess what? Everyone's baseline's probably going to be.
Hello?
Hi. Hey!
There he is.
Sounds a little better.
Okay, so all in all, that man right there is a 3.38. Move on.
Okay. Freezing soul.
Blue dragon.
Cold in here. Okay, see, that's cool.
Yeah.
What the shit? Why did the cosmic soul suck so bad compared to this one?
I don't know. I'm waiting for a next on this one.
Next.
It's cool, but it's blurry.
Oh, the wings are gone.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
I'm assuming the wings only show up as he's transforming then.
Yeah, that's probably a Henshin thing. Oh, well.
Yep, he gets a 3.5. Actually, no. He gets a 2.5. He lost the wings.
I'll stick with 3.5 because I know the wings exist at some point, whether it be a CGI thing that comes out of his back that allows him to fly or do a simple attack and then goes away or what. It's Spawn's cape from the movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So, yeah, I'll go 3.5.
See, like they say right here, wings become a cape and then he can fly.
Okay.
Guess I'll give him a 3.5 again.
Would it? God damn it. Fucking there.
Ah, coffee. Delicious.
All right. Was Shane going to say something?
Shane said it too, so I'll wait on his you.
3.5.
Okay, and then we divide by... So he's a 3.2, moving on.
Alright.
Then we divide by pi. Wait a minute.
Mia Soul. Or Mirai?
Mira.
Mira.
Miria? I don't know, I can't read it.
Neat.
Okay.
He just does armors. I mean, it's neat.
Right.
Next.
Leave it.
I like this. I tend to like this more than I liked the two dragons on each shoulder. I kind of like this one where the dragon's on the one shoulder and then the tail's on the other shoulder. It's neat. And I actually like his symbol thing on his chest. That's very cool. I like it. It's neat.
If I had to guess, I'd say maybe this is his first base power up.
No, I don't think there's such a thing in this series as base or anything like that, because even the chat's saying this is just a flame power.
Oh, okay.
So I imagine that he has armors per situations.
I'm going 3.
No, I'm
3.5.
I'm 3.8. I tend to like this armor, and I also like that it matches his color. And it didn't mess up the lightning bolt-esque tail thing in the middle of his chest that I like so much.
3.
Nana Seth.
Oh no, I already said 3.5. I think I might have missed you guys. My ship might have broke up.
Well, I said 3.8.
Okay.
Shane said 3.
Yep, which that one I did get.
I got a 3.5.
And I dropped a 3.
Okay. Oh, actually, because I hit 3.5 instead of 3.8, because my fingers is dumb. Okay, and then we divide. Okay. Hold on, I think I fucked something up. Oh, that's what I did. I forgot to hit a plus, so all of a sudden it became a 35. Ah! Okay. There we go. Okay, 3.36, because my fucking phone is being retarded right now. I also haven't reset it in like 3 days, so that might be what the problem is.
Shuttle Soul!
So, black armor.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Kind of neat.
This is the gold guy they added.
Yep.
Which, yay. He's gold on one side.
Next.
Esque. He really no different than they are.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't really stand out or anything, at least to what I've seen of him. He's cool, but I mean, yeah. And just like the other guy, for me, that's a 3.8. It keeps it to the design factor that I like, where he has the one bigger pauldron thing. It's neat.
Yeah, I'm leaving him at a 3.5. I mean, don't get me wrong, the gold and black work together, but yeah.
And also, I have to agree with the chat when they say the gold is so faded. That was the other reason when I seen him,
becomes more of a brass than a gold.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like the brass ranger.
3.
2.8. If you're gonna go with gold, you don't make it brass. He's lucky I didn't give him ass.
3.22.
Ah, good old alliteration.
Shining soul.
Finger.
This game sucks.
I mean, what? Well, I mean, silver and stuff, but eh, it's not bad.
It's fine. I like the silver. I actually tend to like the silver more than the other colors I've seen so far. I like how the red kept to the idea, but I do like that the silver kind of augments, like, because his helmet, the way his helmet is, the silver also helps to line him out better. So I tend to like that too. And maybe if he had bottom armor to go with this top, but I know it's just a top armor, he would be even higher. But this one's a 4 for me because I like the way the silver kind of augments everything.
4.
Is this the only picture we got?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. I wasn't paying attention when you switched over.
No, this is it. Like, this is just the only one.
I was like, oh, sweet. New thing. And then I was reading chat. Yeah, I'll give him a 4. I don't mind. Fine. I got to make a G Gundam joke, so.
Yeah, 4.
Okay, well then I'm going to be the hater because I'm just leaving him at 3.5 because while it all does look cool, it's basically just the exact same thing every single time. So, I mean, unless it
very
impresses
much
me, yeah. So
very
he's a 3.9 because of my little bit of hate.
It's either 2 dragon heads or 1 dragon head and a color swap.
Shocking soul.
Yellow.
Yes, but sometimes a color swap actually makes a difference.
Colors can mean a lot.
Oh,
to
God.
People. Like, that is
gold.
Cool, and that's the gold color he probably should have been, but he's not.
Right.
So, that just gets a 3.
Next.
Final thunder shot.
Yeah, he does a thunder Hadouken.
He's doing a lightning bolt Kamehameha Hadouken.
Kamehameha Hadouken.
Yeah. Alright, that's it for this... Golden shoulder pauldron thing.
That's what his whole suit should have been. Is an actual gold gleam.
And you know what? 2.5.
Or if nothing else, he should have just always been in that armor form, and his undershirts stuff should have been black, like they did the Gold Ranger back in Zeo.
Yep, and because they fucked up the main body gold, 2.5.
Nah, that's what he should have been. From the beginning.
I don't like the comparison of the actual gold to the ass brass, so I'm giving
that's
it a 1.5.
Ouch.
What,
that guy got
give
wounded.
Him, you don't want to give him a 1.88, so he's ass?
No, he's already ass.
Fair enough.
2.
Yeah, they fucked up bad.
Wow.
They're like, hey, here's the Gold Ranger.
So that
that undersuit hurts him bad. What was it?
2.5.
Neat. Okay.
Alright. Smash soul.
Up. So he's going to be Hulk. He's
is he
to
getting
clap.
The clap at level 4?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, it's green.
Ugh. This is ugh.
But it's terrible.
What the fuck? Ugh.
Next.
Okay, I think I've officially changed my score.
Ugh. No, what the fuck? This is awful.
1!
Yeah, 1.
Wow. Yeah, sorry, Blue. 1. Oh my god, that does you no fucking favors at all.
Like, you have the Guts Man fists. That's the only thing that gave you any points.
Sad
0.9.
Fucking, sad fucking dragon shoulders, the wrong color, like, ugh.
0.9.
That's right, Shane. 1. Good job, because, ugh.
Okay, so that man is a 0.98 and added to the list of Nick.
We ain't doing no Nick list. If you were going to do a Nick list, you would have done it this weekend.
Those ones are done.
Okay. Black.
I don't know. Maybe one of these days.
I should have done it this weekend. Make me suffer for my birthday.
He's like that's them, true. But he's black.
I mean, the black looks pretty neat.
Yeah, but it does nothing for it. It's just, watch, go to the next one.
Next.
See, he's just like the rest of the team, but he's black. That's like saying the Black Ranger is any different than the yellow, the blue, the red. They all have the same costume, just a color swap.
Yep.
Except he has one side that's silver with a semi-popped collar?
So do all of them.
Yeah.
The entire team has that silver side.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
He's not special. He's black.
Yep.
Well, next. I guess we don't have to worry about raiding him then.
We really don't.
No,
well, we will, because we have to race. We have to rate the Rangers' base costumes.
Yeah, we do.
But we haven't done that.
Next.
Yeah, big deal. Move on.
This no guy's more black. Tomorrows for yeah. you.
Yeah, that's it for black.
No different than if we looked at the red. He would be red.
Hold on. Do we just give it the base rating now?
Nope. We're going to look at these guys because he has them. See, there's the blue.
Okay. Blue.
We're just going to flip through. See, there's the blue guy.
Yeah, the helmets changed. So.
Well, yeah, the helmets changed. They have since literally the first Rangers ever.
Yeah.
Next.
That dude's blue hair is awesome, though.
Knight of Wisdom. Next.
Okay.
Next.
Yep.
Next.
So wise standing that sproing? Did he just yell sproing?
Sproing. Alright, that's blue.
Huh.
The only one of the only fights I've seen, because like I said, I watched about five different confrontations to get an idea for their suits in motion after we were done reviewing them the first time. And the only one I saw something where they fight this like fear guy and he's afraid and that's somehow giving the fear guy power or something. Like
brown.
Oh, that's right. They got the Poo Ranger. That dude looks cool.
Anything. He's got a cool knight helmet.
He's actually got armor.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Next.
It's an old dude in an armor suit. Okay.
Hey, look, a distraction.
What? What? So, do we have to give him a separate score?
Yes, probably. Yeah. He would be like...
I think his
I think his would be similar to the fully armored one we gave before, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but his color scheme is different.
Yes.
So... Like, it's more of like a bronze color than brown.
Yeah, he's...
But he gets a four.
He's a four. He's fine.
Four.
Yeah, I'll agree with the four.
His look is really good, even though people are calling him out as a joke character. That
he looks better than the actual Rangers.
Three.
You would have to be different. 3.8.
Gold brass. Wait. No, please?
Sure, click it. Oh, fuck that. Ugh, fucking two. One, even. Fuck
one.
That. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, one.
And I don't care what you have to defend it. That's fucking stupid.
Oh, look. I have a cape. New form. Noble.
Okay, I'm going to be super generous to this guy, and I will give him a 2, and the only reason is because I have played fucking Fire Emblem, where the mages wear, like, the giant, ridiculous, stupid-looking robes at times.
Yes. Yeah, so, I know what you're comparing it to. Yes. I agree, but, yeah.
One.
Okay, so because of Christmas for me, 1.2.
Eight.
All right, go back to the brass colored.
Pew pew. Yeah, that's very nice. Next.
Next. The Knight of Grandeur.
There you go. He's just like all the others. So we'll rate him when we get to rating the team.
Next.
Because he's just a different color. That's all he is. He's otherwise he's the same. Their helmets changed. That's pretty much it.
Vastly inferior.
Yep, that's it for him.
Good. Fuck that guy.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying his gold could have been better, but all these guys that we're going over right now, that's what they're going to be, because that's what they are. The main costume is all going to be the same. Click on
it. I wonder why the fuck Green didn't get those Hulk hands.
Because you're not the producer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next.
Copyrights.
Knight of Haste.
Good. Let us make haste through the rest of this damn set.
Next.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess that's neat.
A lot of it is cool. I like the way these guys look in terms of it, but right now we've seen these guys. I have almost zero interest.
Next.
I'm just looking to rate them.
Right.
Okay.
Like, some of the pictures are cool, but I mean, we've seen all of them.
Pink.
Except for, like, the three add-on guys, but
yeah,
BFD.
Yeah, and we looked at those guys.
Yeah.
Next.
And there was some of the Battleizers we hadn't seen yet.
Right.
Knight of Vigor. Next.
Well, I mean...
yeah. There's an angular forest back there.
Some vigorous philosophical discussions, maybe.
Right.
Next. Next.
Shit, eat it.
Next.
Yeah, quite literally.
Get yourself an egg and beat it.
Next.
That's neat.
That is pretty cool.
Next. So she changed her sword to a Soul Calibur.
That's fine.
Next color.
They all have the same weapons, too, so that's even a part that doesn't... The reason I'm just kind of,
Red.
I'm just waiting to rate them.
Right.
Oh.
Because we've literally seen them.
Okay.
Red base. So.
Basic bitch red. Go!
Next. Not a Valor. Another Valor. Next.
Okay.
Next. Okay, where are you going to show me?
Our true form!
In 5 minutes.
No, because that would be 37 episodes and we don't have time for that.
It's true. We've already spent, I think, more time on this episode than I actually planned.
Power Soul. Next.
Gotta make it last, Bill.
Nice slice.
I told you the costumes would take like 30 to 40 minutes, and then we can move on to the Zord, which will be, oh, I changed my foot into my dick. Let me give him a 2. Move the fuck on.
Grayson, Max.
Oh.
Okay, that's kind of bitching.
That's pretty sweet.
That's the picture we saw. In the last episode where I told you they had armor,
That's
we've seen the armor.
Next.
It looks like he's the only one that gets it.
He could very well be.
Right.
He's the leader.
Yep.
Next.
Yeah, I could dig this armor.
This armor gets its own grade, by the way.
Yeah.
Because this stands out from the whole team display.
Next. Next. Everlasting Claw.
Yes, we get it. You have a Wolverine fist.
Yeah, next. No shit.
Next. What
the? Go Soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
That's it.
Find a decent look. There we go.
Okay.
It's about the best we're going to get. He's pretty fucking solid. 4.3. I do like this armor design.
I'll give it a 4.5. I like the armor design. The red and the gold actually blend well together because it's like a shiny red.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we've seen red and gold armor before, especially on the big screen with Iron Man. So, I mean, yeah, I'll agree with the 4.5. Costume works, weapons good. Yeah, everything's good.
Yeah, he's solid. He's really cool.
Four.
And gives it a four.
Yep. So who'd I miss? Because I've got a 4-3 from a Bill, I've got a 4-5 from a Nick, a 4-5 from me, and a 4 from a... Oh, so that would be a Scott.
4.
Okay.
There we go. Who am I missing? I got everybody but Scott.
Okay.
You need some coffee.
No, I need to stop looking up at the TV and watching Hannah play Animal Crossing.
Turn around.
I can't. I'm sitting in my chair that's up against the fucking wall. Do you want to move this 500-pound chair? Because I sure as fuck don't.
No.
Just drive on over there. Turn his chair around for him.
Nope. Can't drive that far right now.
Okay, so that man is a 4.26.
I got wheel bearings and tire rods I got to fix on my car, not driving to Bloomington.
And team poses.
This is where we'll rate the team. Because we'll see. That's what I mean. Yeah. They're all the fucking same. There's a team design just like every other team that goes into Rangers, and this is it. And it's very solid. I tend to like it a lot, actually. Their base design for me is one of the best I have seen in a good long while.
Next.
That costume is highly interchangeable. It would have worked with almost any color scheme, with the silver and the black down the middle and the white that actually outlines that tail bolt thing that's going. I really, really, really like this. Their belts are solid and simple. They have the little sheath thing that holds their swords. They all have the same weapons. They're solid. They're incredibly solid.
And green is the only one
thing that hurts them.
Green is the only one with a full solid color.
No, he doesn't have solid color. That's green and silver.
It is?
Yes, yeah, it is. Yeah. It's just playing tricks with your eyes. He's silver. All of them have the silver side. The only one that stands apart is the gold, but he doesn't stand apart well. It would have looked cooler if the gold was more gold and the side was silver, just like the others.
Yeah, because to be fair, technically he's just a yellow ranger.
Yeah.
Next.
Sad disappointment, that's what he is. But the rest of them are cool.
Yeah. All of their helmets are very cool. The silver helps to outline them. I actually think it would have been cool if all of them would have got those silver armor upgrades, because I think it would have looked great. Because the silver is a very definitive look on their helmets that then looked really good moving down into the chest plate armor.
Next.
See, that picture looks better because it doesn't have the brass gold guy. It's true.
It's the biggest disappointment in the entire team.
Yep.
If he would have been completely different, it probably would have done him a favor.
Yeah.
Or if he just would have always had armor or something of the sort. He just,
Next. Oh, that's it.
Okay, so back up to the full team. There you go.
Yeah, either one of those,
yeah,
I guess, works.
Either one will work, yeah.
Okay, rate this team.
See, I want to give it a score, but then we get to guy hurts it.
After we rate this team, we get to pick the coolest ranger.
Right now, gold. It's... yeah, gold gets the Golden Turd Award. Like, if I was just rating the base look for, like, the five other Rangers, I'd probably be giving this a good 4.5. But because that brass gold guy's here, he gets a 3.2.
Ouch. So
that's being generous, because honestly, I want to tank this into the twos.
Before they added him, when we first looked at these pictures, I was a 5 on their design. I really, truly like their design. I like the gold gauntlet things, then in the little shin guard things down here at the boots. I like their overall look. I like that split down the middle. I like the white highlight that goes down across the, I like the side rail thing with the silver. In fact, I almost wish the side rail thing on the silver on the second side, I wish it was almost like woven. Like it almost looked like a chainmail type. That would really beat them up.
That would have been cool.
Right, but then instead you have to wait until they get a battleizer before they end up adding anything that looks like a chainmail, so...
Because it would have been cool, like, remember the Ninja Rangers, like in Ninja Storm? Mm-hmm. They had that silver, but it was like, it had that look about it, where it wasn't just a silver thing. Mm-hmm. That is what I wish, was going on. Like the Blue, when you look at her legs, she had that silver that was like a weave of type. I really wish that was their side here on the silver. It's not, but yes, that would have been really cool.
I kind of have to agree that the gold brass ranger definitely lowers the score, because it's like I could see myself giving the base team a 5 or a 4.5, but with that brass ass gold ranger, it's 3.5.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have as much hate with these guys. Like, I'm pretty sure the base team for me would have got a 4 if they would have swapped the color on the gold guy and actually made it more of an actual gold and changed out the blue color for something else. I wouldn't have even been as pissed off if they would have just left it at, like, a silver like the rest of the team, so he'd still fit in more.
It would look better.
Right. So, I mean, it's going to lower it a bit down to, like, a 3.9 for me. Like I said, he doesn't kill me nearly as bad as it does for you guys, but he still throws off the entire dynamic of the base.
Hell, his belt's the wrong color, too.
It always is. The sixth ranger always ends up getting, like, a goofy belt or some weird extra design, like the fact that his helmet almost pops more than the rest. With it kind of coming off the sides more, but, I mean, it is what it is. They definitely could have, like, made the colors a little bit better on him, but it's not enough to fucking destroy and decimate the team and be like, I would have given him a 5, but now I'm giving him a 0 because that fucking gold dude, like...
I didn't give him that bad.
Well, but you know what I mean.
Fuck him and his mom and his friends.
And right. The couches. And the horses they all rode in on.
There, I posted the picture real quick to show you what I wish that silver was. Like the toys. See that silver? That's what I wish the silver on their costume was. Is that chain-like design. That's what I wish it was. It's not. So, where I stand is about, I would have given that team a 5, but I think the silver is not as good as it could be, and I also think that the gold guy, he drags them down, sadly. Damn it. I really want to give these guys a super high score, because I like them a lot, but
He fucked it up.
It's your fault. Should have been picked last in fucking baseball.
He was picked last.
Get a fucking
last.
4 now, and
He's
it's your fucking
ranger.
Fault.
Are you fucking up in there?
He fucked up. You best not be fucking up.
Fuck up.
Did you just fuck up?
4.5.
Shane is ignoring the terrible bits of gold.
No, that's why I got a 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't hate him as much as you guys do.
That's fair. Alright, what do we got, Seth?
I don't know, because I missed a Bill score because 6 people were talking at the same time. And there's only 5 of us in the call. 3.82 is the entire team.
And we already know which ranger was the best ranger.
Yeah, the first guy.
It was the purple ranger.
Yeah.
Yep, this guy.
Yep, he won the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had pretty much a perfect fucking score.
Yep.
That's the
maybe
winner.
Maybe if I was being completely fair, there's one disappointment on a 6-man team. Maybe that's actually a 4.3, but it's a 4.
Yep. it hurt that bad. When your Gold Ranger looks like shit, maybe you should have went.
That's not the only time we're seeing shit looking Gold Rangers.
I don't know.
No, I'm serious. Aside from the one we got way back in the Zeo, what they took and made Zeo. Aside from that Gold Ranger, almost every time I have seen one, they've kind of been disappointing.
Might get a decent one someday.
I mean, technically, we already did get a decent one, but I mean, maybe we'll get another decent one?
That's what I was meaning, Seth.
There you go. That's better, because you said maybe we'll get one, and it's like, well, we already had one.
So that was them? Are we?
That was them.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Going.
That was this episode. So now we're going to have to. Now we'll sign out of here. Everybody will take a piss break or whatever. We'll come back and we'll do the next episode, which will be the robot review, because we have to finish these guys off.
Yep. So we'll be back in like, what, 10 minutes?
Something like that.
Okay, so yeah, we'll be back in 10 minutes. Going into the internet. Say your thing, Shane.
Bye.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.